試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2024年度第3回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now, we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
I'd like to return this shirt and get my money back, please. Here's my receipt.
I'm sorry, but our return policy states that we can only do that for items brought back within 30 days. This receipt is from 5 weeks ago.
I don't see what difference a few days makes. Can't you overlook it this time?
I'm afraid not. But we can offer you store credit or exchange the shirt for another item.
Well, if that's the best you can do, I'll take the credit.
Question. Why is the woman annoyed? Number 2.
Could I get some advice? I need to find a new apartment after I graduate, but I'm unsure which neighborhoods to look at.
Why don't you just get an apartment near the university?
I'm not sure I could afford the rent there.
You know, I think one of my friend's roommates is moving out at the end of the semester. You would only pay 1/3 of the rent. I can introduce you to each other.
That would be great. Thanks.
Question. What will the woman do?
Number 3.
Did you like the movie?
To be honest, I much preferred the book because it was so much clearer about what the characters were thinking.
That's almost always true. An author can write many pages describing characters' thoughts. But audiences have to rely on actors' abilities to show feelings in a film.
Exactly. The filmmakers also changed the ending quite a bit. And they cut out important sections of the story.
I enjoyed the film, personally. I guess I'm lucky I didn't read the book.
Question. What is one thing the woman says about the movie?
Number 4.
It's nearly spring already. Have you ordered seeds for your vegetable garden?
You know, Between the cost of the seeds and supplies and the work I put in, I've decided it's not worth it.
Really? But homegrown vegetables taste so much better than store-bought vegetables.
I can get great produce at the farmer's market every week.
But I always thought you enjoyed working in the garden.
It does have its moments. To be honest, though, I'd much rather be out on the golf course.
Question. What does the man tell the woman?
Number 5.
What did the dentist say about your tooth, honey?
He recommends pulling it and putting in an implant.
When's that going to happen?
He's booked for a while, so I didn't make an appointment. Actually, I was thinking of having your dentist take a look at it. Maybe she'd have another suggestion.
Oh, you should. She's great at keeping pain to a minimum, and the costs are reasonable.
I'm not so worried about the cost, but I'd like to save the tooth, if at all possible.
Question. Why does the man want to see his wife's dentist?
Number 6.
Professor, are you free to talk about my midterm exam results?
Of course. I have office hours today from 2 to 4. You could stop by then.
Thanks. Should I bring my notes or the textbook?
Bring your exam and something to write with.
I'm not sure if I have my exam. I couldn't find it in my room this morning.
Well, it'll be tough to talk about the exam without seeing your answers. Maybe you should take another look.
Okay.
Question. What will the woman likely do next?
Number 7.
Alice, I wanted to talk to you about my contract. It expires on April 1st.
I've already talked to personnel, and they are optimistic about having you continue.
When will you know for certain?
Not until February or March. They want to see what our needs will be first.
That could be an issue. I've had a couple of other offers, and I'm reluctant to turn them down unless I'm certain of my future here.
I understand. I'll try to hurry things up then. We'd hate to lose you.
Question. Why is the man concerned?
Number 8.
Have you used the vacuum cleaner recently?
Yeah, I cleaned the basement with it yesterday. Why?
Well, I was just cleaning the living room, and it started shooting out dirt everywhere.
I did clean up a lot of stuff off the floor, but nothing that might have broken the machine.
You know, this happens when the bag is too full. And you do know where the extra bags are, right?
Yes, in the laundry room. Let me take care of it.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 9.
You know, Margaret and I were talking, and we were thinking it would be nice if all the members were allowed to personalize their spaces in the community garden.
You mean like putting up decorations or fences or something?
Exactly. I've been wanting to add some lighting myself.
You know how conservative David is. And without his approval, it'll never happen.
You're right. Maybe we should talk with some other people and see if we can think of a way to convince him.
Question. What does the woman imply about David?
Number 10.
Sergio, Parvati here. NTC Electronics is complaining about the last shipment of parts they received from us.
I just heard. It sounds like we should get the team together to discuss this.
Okay. Things are pretty hectic, though, so can we keep it brief?
Sure. I don't think this is anything major.
That's a relief. I've been a bit worried about it.
I'll send out an email to everyone involved.
Thanks.
Question. What request does the woman make?
Number 11.
Have you been playing that King Square game you got for Christmas much?
Yeah, it's really complex, and it took us forever to figure out, but it was well worth it.
I'm thinking about giving it a try, too.
Do you like Strategy Sphere? It's pretty similar.
Oh, my wife and I played that a lot last year. I loved the fancy artwork on the board and the cards.
Well, King Square is a lot plainer, but it's just as enjoyable.
Question. What is one thing that the woman says about King Square?
Number 12.
Amanda, when you make your speech at the community center, I'd like you to emphasize how the tutoring programs have helped improve the children's academic results.
Sure, I was definitely planning to do that.
And it's probably better to avoid the subject of Mr. Jefferson resigning last June.
Yes, I know some people were upset about how the hiring of his replacement was handled.
Okay, well, good luck with your speech. I'm looking forward to hearing it tomorrow night.
Question. What is one piece of advice that the man gives to the woman?